ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
गुराग्रगण्यगणगोचुगुलोरुहारम् गौरङ्गगुरुतमगोप्यरखोपवृक्षम् गोपालगाररतिदं यति सिंहगौर गोविन्ददेशिकवरं सततं नमामि उत्तम अदम कीचुना बाचिल जाचिह दिलेककोला काहे प्रेमानंद हे मौन गौरंग हृदय दारिह बोला भज गौरंग काहा गौरंग लाहा गौरंगेर नाम बोलो भज गौरंग काहा गौरंग लाहा गौरंगेर नाम रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय आमार प्राण रे जे जना गौरंग बाजे से होय आमार प्राण रे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 यस्यैव पदं भुज भक्ति लभ्य प्रेमाभिधान परमा पुमार्था तस्मै जगन्मङ्गल मङ्गलाय चैतन्य चन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चन्द्राय नमो नम मद्गाविरपि गोपाल स्वीकुर्यात् कृपया जुरि तदैव सम्पया पीत्वा ऋषयुस्तत्प्रिया जनः श्रीकृष्ण कृष्ण चैतन्य सासनातन रूपक गोपाल रघुनाथाप्ता ब्रजबालब पाहि मा पञ्चकोपतरुभ्यश्च कृपसिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गिराधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रील कृष्ण दास कबीरराज गोस्वामी इज इट इन अ वेरी नाइस वर्स which perfectly describes our situation today. Madasya maru sanchara kinam gam gokulon mukem santva pushnavimam snigda karna kasra sanido. He says that we have a problem. And what is the problem today? The problem is that we want to have some braj katha. We want to enter into a very deep place. But he said, the problem is that this cow of mine, I have a cow. You can't see it, but I have a cow. And this cow of mine, it's the katha that I'd like to speak. But this cow, it wants to go to Brudj. Cows don't like to stay in St. Petersburg. It's not a safe place. Cows want to go to Brudj. But this poor cow, it's wanting to go there, but it's suffering on the desert of my tongue. And so this is where all of you come in. Santa pushnavimam snigda. Santa doesn't mean Santa Claus, but it means saintly person. It means all the saintly persons present here today. that we're praying to all of you, Karna, Kasra, Sunny Do, that please may your ears, which are like reservoirs of water, because you've been drinking so much Amrit, so much nectar through your ears from Srila Prabhupada, and by Seshika Prabhu, and so many different devotees. So your ears are like very nice reservoirs of water. May your ears, full of water, please give shelter to this poor cow in the form of my katha. So this is the Gambira, and we'd like to speak something about this place, but I always find it very, very difficult for several reasons, not the least of which is that due to my lack of qualification, and I don't know the qualification of all the listeners either, but partly because I want to please my spiritual master. And my Guru Maharaj, he liked to speak about Gambira Katha. A very, very deep subject matter. So I hope that you bless me that I can say something that will bring him some pleasure and pleasure to Srila Prabhupada and his followers. So the word Gambira has a number of different meanings. In Oriya language, Gambira is a small secret room where rich men keep their treasure. A wealthy man may have a large house, and then they'll have a hidden underground chamber with no windows. And that place is called the Gambira, where they keep the treasure. So this is the place where Kashi Mishra kept his treasure, the most amazing treasure in all the three worlds, the treasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gambira also means in Sanskrit very grave and very deep. Another meaning is given, Lila tu Gambira yatra Gambira sanigadyate. That place where very deep and grave pastimes take place, that's called Gambira. And one of our associates on our team for Krishna Katamrita Hari Parashri Prabhu, he found a manuscript, a very old manuscript, with a commentary on Amarakosh. Amarakosh is a Sanskrit dictionary. And he found in that book another meaning of Gambira. It's a very interesting meaning. Please hear. That whenever thought of Krishna going away comes, then fear, B, arises, and therefore Ra, it's expressed, therefore the name Gambira. And a person who expresses fear of Krishna leaving, that person is called Gambira. So who is that person? That person is Srimati Radharani. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if you want to understand Gaura Leela, you have to understand Srimati Radharani. It's not such a small thing. In the Rig Veda, in the Nasadiya Sukta of the Rig Veda, there's a very interesting verse. Listen carefully. Ekam vastum dvida kartum bahava santi danvina jayacheka smaro danvi dvaitam eki karotiya. There are many expert archers who can shoot arrows with a bow. And if someone's a really expert archer, someone can shoot an arrow, and an expert archer can shoot another arrow and split the first arrow into two. So he says, Rig Veda says, all glories to Kamadev, Cupid, the Lord of Desire, who by his arrows, he's done something really amazing. He's not split them into two, but by his arrows, he's combined two into one. And this is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we'd like to speak something about this place, but we have an obligation to try to speak about this in a way that's relevant for us. I always feel this is the challenge for any speaker when he's reading Bhagavatam or Gita, whatever it is. He has to look at the devotees, where they're at, and speak according to them. Someone who's not an expert speaker, but is a very learned person, just like a person who lifts a lot of weights. If you lift a lot of weights and you have a lot of big muscles, like Kartavirya Arjun, he was a very powerful person. So what do you do with it? You have to get in a fight. And so he went to Narad Muni. He said, I want to have a good fight. And who can I fight with? Who can defeat me? And Narad Muni smiled and said, don't worry. I bless you. You're going to meet someone who can defeat you. And of course, he met Krishna. So similarly, sometimes persons, they collect a lot of information, like lifting weights, and then you got to use it. And generally, we see this very commonly on Facebook and the internet. They want to defeat other persons, and they want to establish their superiority. But they're not actually speaking to anyone, they're speaking at people. And it's not appropriate for a Vaishnava Sangha. Srila Prabhupada was the most expert preacher. He knew the most deep esoteric things. But he came to the West and he saw, oh, this is where they're at. And he spoke in a certain way. You should do vanashram dharma. You should not eat meat. You're not your body. And he spoke simple things. Not because he didn't know those things, but because those were what was appropriate for us. You may have someone who's teaching first grade. And in first grade mathematics, they may tell you, you cannot take a bigger number from a smaller number, right? But then you go to second grade and they tell you about negative numbers. Oh, and you might think the first grade teacher, he didn't know. But then you find out, actually the first grade teacher has a PhD in mathematics, and the second grade teacher only has a bachelor's degree. First grade teacher is actually more expert. You can't understand simply by what someone speaks. We should speak according to the audience that we have before us. So we'd like to try to understand something in this place about the mood. This is always my desire. Wherever we go in Puri or any other holy place, what were the devotees doing in that place? What was their mood in that place? And what is the message that they left for me? So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, the first place that he went to was the Jagannath Mandir. And we like to say that Jagannath Puri is the Jagannath Puri University of Braj Prem. And each different Tirthastali is a classroom. And the Jagannath Mandir is Darshan 101. That's where we learn what is Darshan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us there several lessons, one of which is darshan, that we don't try to see the Lord, rather we in his mood of humility. Mahaprabhu thought, why will Jagannath want to see me? But I'll stand next to Garuda. Garuda is a very dear devotee of Jagannath, and definitely Jagannath will look at Garuda, and then when he sees Garuda, I'm with him also. Maybe he'll see me in the same way. That's the meaning of darshan. We were mentioning also, I think, yesterday. Darshan doesn't mean that I see the deity, but the deity, the Lord, sees me. So that's a lesson in the first classroom in Jagannath Puri. But there's a second lesson also, which is a very important lesson, and which, frankly, I found is very difficult for a lot of people to digest. Especially, you don't mind me saying, because I come from there, people from America, and especially people from California. They really have a hard time. Well, let me just ask a question, okay, to everybody here, very honestly. Now, not everybody here is born and raised in California, but I just like to know, just honest, it's not a trick question. Raise your hand, how many of you, before you joined, really liked organized religion? Nobody? So think about that. When we go out on the street, you go up to people and say, excuse me, sir, do you like organized religion? Well, take one of these with you. We've really got great organized religion. It's probably not the best tactic to do because they've done surveys. People don't like organized religion. And I remember we used to distribute books in the airport in Seattle. Seattle's an interesting place. It has the most rainfall in all of America. They drink the most coffee. They read the most books, and they commit suicide the most. It's a great place for preaching. And the people there are very, very liberal, like in also the Bay Area. And every day I would experience people, I'd give them a book and they'd say, is this organized religion? And I'd say, no, we also don't like organized religion. And I would tell them how Srila Prabhupada established that each different center should be autonomous and not that everything should be managed under one place. So there's a lesson which is not so palatable for people from Seattle or from California. And that is the Jagannath Mandir represents organized religion. And really, it don't get much more organized than that. And all the things that we don't like about organized religion, sectarianism, mechanical thinking, impersonalism, treating people not in a very personal way, we find all those things at its height in the Jagannath Mandir. Even they won't let us inside the temple. Bideshis. Only three words I know practically in Oriya, same in Hindi. Bideshi, Prabesh, Nishad. That's an inside joke. It means foreigners not allowed entry. So I've heard that quite a few times. So how do we understand that? But according to Chaitanya Mangal, Lochandas Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the Jagannath Mandir three times a day. Three times a day. And moreover, as we heard yesterday, some of us heard, of the story about Ramachandra Dev, the king of Puri, who was forced to become a Muslim, and then they wouldn't let him inside the temple anymore. And Jagannath told Mahalakshmi Panda, the head priest of the temple, you make a deity of me called Patit Pavan and put him in the doorway. And he did like that. From that story also, it's very clear, Jagannath could have said, hey, Budmas, rascal, let him inside. He could have done that, but he didn't do that. Why? As disconcerting, as disturbing as it sounds, God always supports organized religion. This is a lesson that we have in Jagannath Puri. We need organized religion. We need organized book distribution. People are dying for want of this thing. It's very, very important. And will there be problems? Of course there will be problems with it. Guaranteed, 100% promise. There will be problems with your organized religion. And this is his problems in the Jagannath Mandir and here in the Gambira and Tota Gopinath Temple, and you don't want to know the politics. ISKCON doesn't have a monopoly on politics and problems. It goes on everywhere. But the Jagannath Mandir is very important because people go there. Maybe they go there in kind of an external way, a shallow way, just to see God and Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, please give me this, give me that, I want a good wife and some money. Maybe that's what they're doing, but they're getting purified. And we want to support it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu supported it. But simultaneously, we learn from Gaura Lila that we need to also have a private place for ourselves. And this is a teaching of Mahaprabhu here in Puri. As soon as he came to Puri, what was he looking for? As soon as he came, he was looking for a private place. He went to have darshan first of Jagannath. He fell unconscious, and they took him to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, not far from here. And he stayed there for some days because it's a good private place. And then later, he requested, do you please find a place for me that's very quiet, where no one comes? And so they approached the priest, the Rajguru, the king, the priest of the king, Maharaj Prataparudra's guru, who was Kashi Mishra. And Kashi Mishra had a nice garden here, and there was a mud hut here at that time. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in that mud hut, and that became known as the Gambira. Similarly, when Haridas Thakur came to Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested Kashi Mishra, please find a private place for him, a quiet place where he can do bhajan. And Kashi Mishra said, I have another garden not so far from the Gambira, and Haridas Thakur can stay there. So I always make this point, we always bring up the subject when we come here to this place, that we need to have both. We need to have a public face. We need to preach. That's our life and soul. But as we sometimes describe, Gaura Lila is like a cake. And there's two parts to a cake. There's a bread part, and there's the icing part. And the bread part, we could say that, which is the bulk, the big part of the cake, that kind of represents the preaching part. It's very important. That's the bulk of Gaura Lila. And Gaudiya Math and ISKCON devotees, sometimes we like that bread part, but sometimes we don't like the icing part. It's too rich. The icing part means our personal bhajan and going very deep into things. And if you only take the bread part, any child can tell you it's really dry. You need to have some icing also. But on the other hand, there's persons who only like the icing, like maybe some Babaji's or Goswami's, only like the icing. We don't like the bread part. That's for lesser devotees, they want to try to say. We only like the icing part. But if all you eat is the icing, if you have 3 kgs of icing, what will happen? You'll spend a lot of time in the bathroom. We can't digest it. So both things are required, but we should have them in proportion, and they should be there at the appropriate time. I was reading in Karma Prabhu's wonderful book about Srila Prabhupada in Australia, and I think it was Vaikunthanath Prabhu. He was helping Prabhupada. His service, one of his services was to take the recordings that Prabhupada made, and they would transcribe them, and then he would bring the tape back to Srila Prabhupada. And so he kind of had access to Srila Prabhupada. So one morning, it was early in the morning, he just softly opened the door and just without knocking walked in the room to get a tape. And when he walked into the room, he said the atmosphere was so thick, so deep, you could cut it with a butter knife. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the room by himself in samadhi. He didn't even notice that Vaikunthanath Prabhu had walked in the room. He was just chanting japa, completely in ecstasy, oblivious to everything in the world. And Vaikunthanath Prabhu stopped, and he thought, oh, maybe this is not a good time. And he quietly went back out and closed the door. And then he had a very interesting realization, which I really like. And he said that most people who preach, most preachers, they wear their ecstasy, their realizations on their sleeve. They try to exhibit it to everybody. But he said he realized Srila Prabhupada was just the opposite. He was trying to hide it. He had more things that he was hiding than what he was showing to the world. And this is a lesson that we have here in the Gambhira. We often comment here, this place, that Krishna repeatedly in Bhagavad Gita, he says you should live alone. In the 6th chapter, text 10, he says, "Viviktis rahasi stita ekaki." A transcendentalist should live alone. In the 13th chapter, text 11, he says, "Vivikta desi sevitvam." That you should aspire to live in a solitary place. Aratir janasangsiti. Aratir. Rati means attachment. Aratir janasangsiti. Without attachment to the general people. And then in the 18th chapter, we were reading this verse last night, he says, vivikti seva. Aspiring to live in a secluded place. These are symptoms of knowledge. But this is something we don't do. We don't encourage this. And so as we like to tell devotees, we need to learn the art of living alone in a crowd. And this is something that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Srila Prabhupada taught us, that we should stay in crowded places. We should stay in the Bay Area. We should stay in Kolkata. But we don't stay there for ourselves. We stay there for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the benefit of the Sankirtan movement. We stay there to preach, and we're not actually really there. Srila Prabhupada wasn't really present in New York or San Francisco or any of those other places, and he didn't want us to be present in San Francisco or New York. He wanted us to be present in Vrindavan. There's a poem I read last year. I'd like to read again. Some of you haven't heard. One of my favorite poems. It's from a translation from a song by Nam Alwar, one of the famous acharyas in South India. It comes from a book called Hymns for the Drowning. Very nice title. We all need some hymns who are drowning. And this is composed by A.K. Ramanujan, and it's from this poem by Nam Alwar. So please listen. For those of you who are not native English speakers, it'll be a little hard. I'll translate it again. I don't often get a chance to recite English poetry. It's really a nice thing. So please listen. Mumbling and prattling, the many names, while onlookers say they're crazy. Entering and not entering cities, standing still or swaying before a laughing world. Before a laughing world, they dance, they leap, undone by feeling, and the gods bow down before them. This is our Sankirtan movement. Mm-hmm. People see someone on the street, you don't know the meaning of the word mumbling or prattling, do you? They just think, what are these guys doing? He's talking to himself. Mm-hmm. I remember once we were on traveling Sankirtan, and we used to get up early in the morning, and we'd have a little Mangal Aarti and things, and we'd chant our japa. So one morning, it was about 5 in the morning, we were chanting japa in a city park, in some small town in the south of America. And all of a sudden, 3 cop cars pulled up. Because someone called the police. They said, there's some guys in the park, and they're taking heroin. And that's what they told the police. Because they're crazy. They're walking back and forth, and they're talking to themselves. So mumbling means that just to say something over and over again, and prattling means just to go on and on and on. And mumbling and prattling the many names. This is what people think we're doing. Mumbling and prattling the many names, while onlookers say they're crazy. Entering and not entering cities. We enter the cities, but we're not really in the city. We don't belong with that. We have to be detached from that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying here in Puri, a place where every year at least 1 million people come, generally for the Rathiatra festival. But he was alone. And we have to learn this lesson from him. Otherwise, I'll tell you very frankly, you'll go crazy. If all that you have is the institution and the society and things, you're going to go crazy. Srila Prabhupada also wanted the devotees to have very deep bhajan. I remember also an anecdote Jamuna told us once that I think that was John Lennon's house, and Prabhupada was staying there. One morning she was going to get something for Srila Prabhupada, and she heard Prabhupada singing some bhajan by himself. And many times Prabhupada would do that. Raise your hand. How many of you here sing bhajan sometimes by yourself? Very good. It's a very nice crowd. But very few devotees I find generally in the society do that. They think, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to go out on the street, and you're supposed to share with a lot of people. But Prabhupada did both. And he taught us. It's so important. We need to have a private side. I think sometimes, don't mind me saying this of Prabhupada's disciples, but to keep himself sane from all the crazy people who were coming to his movement, Prabhupada needed to have some private bhajan sometimes. We've heard stories from the early days. So, entering and not entering cities, standing still, or swaying. Swaying means to lean back and forth. Before a laughing world, they dance, they jump, they leap up in the air, undone by feeling, completely destroyed by feelings, and the gods bow down before them. This is the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is what he came to teach us at the Gambira. He came here to relish. That was for him. His preaching thing was for the external people. That was a bahiranga karan, an external reason, but there was also an antaranga karan, an internal reason. And that internal reason was he wanted to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so he came here for that. But that internal mood, although that was for him, it's also for us. It's also for us. It's also a very important lesson we can learn. We shouldn't be external people. If you're going out and selling books and someone says, wow, it looks like a nice book. What does it say? What does it talk about? And you say, I don't know. Never read it before. They probably won't buy a book from you. We have to read the books. Vaisheshikabhu is always telling us I love that example, that preaching means you're filling a glass with milk or something. And when the glass becomes completely full and spilling over, that's our preaching. My grandmother used the phrase mukodgirna. Muka means a mouth, and udgirna means like a volcano. It just erupts. You can't control yourself anymore. When you're doing kirtan with Ananda Murari Prabhu, for so long, it just starts coming out of you. You just feel so very, very happy. That's mukodgirna. And he used another word in Ariya, udgara. Udgara means to vomit. That's our preaching, that we vomit. When do you vomit? We're going to have a scientific class in vomiting in the Gambira, okay? This is our Gambira Katha, right? So vomiting goes on, it's a scientific discussion. It goes on when your stomach is full, right? When you've completely eaten as much as you can, that's when you vomit. So that's preaching. We fill up our stomach completely, we knock on someone's door, and they say, and then you just vomit all over them. And when you vomit, this is the important part now, my grandma spoke about this. When someone vomits, you can tell what they've been eating by the smell, right? You won't forget about this analogy for a while. You can tell he's been eating nice rasgullas, sweet rice, oh, nice. Or he's been eating dead animals, oh, my God. You can tell. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us here that we have to fill our belly, and then we go and we vomit, and we preach to everyone. So here in the Gambira, we can pass out that song. Here in the Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited very, very intimate pastimes. I'd like to touch a little bit on those. We've spoken a very kind of general way in the beginning now. Now we'd like to go a little deeper, or a lot deeper, and try to understand something about Mahaprabhu's bhajan here in Puri. So I'll sing a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response, double time on response. Tina dasai Mahaprabhu rahina sarva kal antar dasa bhaya dasa arda bhaya arbalo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says that Tina Dasaya, Tina means three. Tina Dasaya, Mahaprabhu had three different states of consciousness at all times when he was in Puri. Rahina Sarvakal at all times. One was Antardasa, means external consciousness. Another was Bhayadasa, which is internal consciousness. And a third was Arda Bhaya Ar, Arda Bhayadasa, which means he's half here and half not here. This is a very, very interesting discussion. Here in the Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged Sarup Damodar Goswami and Roy Ramananda to do kirtan so that he could understand the mood of Radha, because it was over his head. It was something beyond him, although he's a supreme personality of Godhead, who's Asamurdva. No one's equal, no one's greater than him. He couldn't understand the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. He had to take help. So he took help from Lalita and Vishakha, the two most intimate girl companions of Srimati Radharani, who came as Sarup Damodar and Roy Ramananda in Gaura Leela. And it was here in the Gambira that he did this kirtan. Just as yesterday we were mentioning how Jamuna Mataji, how she was doing kirtan with the devotees in Mayapur, and how another devotee wanted to enter into that program. And she said, I'm sorry, we don't have room. And some of the devotees were uncomfortable. They finally made room for her. How do we understand that? We need to have something personal and private. We need to have yatras like this, which are for you. You're going out every day on the street. You're meeting so many people, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And there's a lot of ugly ones, I know. It's a difficult thing. It's a great austerity. So we need to have some time for each other, that we come together and we can go very deep in things. And so Vaisheshika Prabhu is wonderfully understanding that principle, has arranged these kind of yatras. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he engaged Lalita and Vishakha in the form of Sarup Damodar and Roy Ramananda to do this kirtan. And what were they singing? Vidyapati, Chandidas. Has anybody here read any of the songs of Vidyapati or Chandidas? Raise your hand. I'm the only one, okay? You'll probably become very confused if you do, because it's not for us. Those poems speak all about the very intimate moods of Srimati Radharani, and that was the purpose of Subhadamodara and Rohi Ramananda. They wanted Mahaprabhu to understand what was the deep mood of Radha. And so they were singing those kind of songs for him. And sometimes here in the Gambira, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something would happen. He would lose external consciousness. Many times here and also in other places in Puri, once at Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, he could smell Krishna, the fragrance of Krishna's body. And he went running there. And then suddenly he saw, standing under a tree with a bewitching smile on his face, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, with a flute to his lips. And then suddenly Krishna disappeared. And Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground, moaning, foam coming out of his mouth and crying. Once here in the Gambira, the devotees, they would lock him inside the room. The doors would bolt on the outside, and Govinda, Mahaprabhu's servant, would sleep on the outside of the door. But one such time, Mahaprabhu disappeared. They opened all the doors, and he's gone. Harry Houdini couldn't have done that. Mahaprabhu, and they went searching for him. And it's a long story we often tell here. I don't think I'll go in that direction this year. But eventually they found him at the Singhadwara gate, the lion gate of the Jagannath Mandir. And it was amazing. His arms and his legs were shrunk inside of his body. Now you might think that's pretty cool, right? I'd like, how would you like if you saw your Guru Maharaj with his arms and legs shrunk inside of his body? You might be very disturbed. And the devotees were very, very disturbed by that. And so they gathered around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and very loudly, they began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Not whispering like you're doing, but loudly. Can we do it again? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. It's better. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained external consciousness. And he looked around and he said, where am I? Huh? What did you do? Where did you bring me? And then he told the devotees, Hena kale tumi sabha kulahala kaila tahan hoite dari more ihan lana aila bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu looked at the devotees. He said, what did you do? I was with Krishna. I saw Krishna. And then, Hena Kali Tumi Kola Hala, you made this big noise. You made this loud noise. And you took me away from Krishna and you brought me here. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's description of the kirtan of Srirup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. He said, Keneva anila more brita duka dite pana krishnera lilana painu de kite bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu told them, why did you bring me here? Now I can't see Krishna. Why have you brought me this terrible pain? Now I can't see him. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry and cry. And the devotees, they also began to cry and cry. Some years back, we were having some readings in our ashram here in Puri from Antilila Chaitanya Charitamrita. And my wife asked a very good question. She said, how do we understand that? This is the kirtan of Swoop Damodar and Roy Ramananda. It brings unhappiness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It causes him pain. It takes him away from Krishna. What is that? It's a very good question. Did you ever think about that? We should consider some of these topics. Don't think, when we considered this point and we came up with an answer that felt satisfying to us. First of all, we should begin with faith in Swoop Damodar and Roy Ramananda. Don't start off thinking there's something wrong with them, that you're going to do better kirtan than them or something. We have faith in them. Their purpose is to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to relish the mood of Radha. But what was the mood of Radha? Sometimes Srimati Radharani would see Krishna, and then Krishna would disappear, and then Radharani would feel even more unhappiness. In this way, Radharani was experiencing the feeling of separation. And to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience those very intense emotions, the feeling of separation is much, much more intense after you've had union. Finally, I get to see Krishna. There he is. And then he disappears. If you've never had money, if you lose $1 million, you haven't lost anything, right? But if you're a beggar on the street and you don't have anything, and all of a sudden you gain $1 million, and then you lose it, you're going to really cry. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood was like that. And Swoop Damodar and Roy Ramananda were helping him to understand deeply this mood of Radharani. So I'd like to sing with you a song to help us understand this. This is a very esoteric song. I heard this from my Guru Maharaj. We're going to sing a little introduction for it each time, which is Sakhi Hey. Sakhi Hey means, hey, my dear girlfriend. And this is Srimati Radharani speaking. Sakhi hai Jamuna tatine kule kele kadambira mule more loye chala lo twarai. Sakhi hai Jamuna tatine kule kele kadambira mule. Anti mera bandhu hoy Jamuna mutika hoy Sarvalus Pankasada ghaa Jamuna mutika loy Sakhi mora lipa sarva ghaa Anti mera bandhu hoy Jamuna mutika loy Sakhi mora lipa sarva ghaa Sakhi hai Shama nama taru pari Lika sabha sahachari Tulsi manjari diyo tai Sakhi hai Hamare bistana kori bolo sabbe hare hare jakona parana bahirai. Hare hare. Hamare bistana kori bole sabbe hare hare jakona parana bahirai. Sakhi hai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Saki Hei. Srimati Radharani speaks this in profound feelings of separation from Govinda, Krishna. There are four different types of separation. It's another long discussion I won't go into right now. But one of them is called Prabhas. Rupa Goswami speaks about this in Ujjala Nilamani. Prabhas means separation from a distance. And there's two types of Prabhas, Dura Prabhas and Sudura Prabhas. Dura Prabhas is when Krishna goes to Kamyavan for the day, and the gopis can't see him for 3 or 4 hours or more. And they're feeling separation. But Sudura Prabhas is also known as Mathura or Dwarka Prabhas. It's when Krishna has left Vrindavan, and the gopis don't know if they're ever going to see him again. So of this Sudura Prabhas, our acharyas have described, there's dasa dasa. There's 10 different symptoms. It's a little technical. The last of those symptoms is known as mrityu, or death. When the beloved, the lover just can't tolerate separation anymore from the beloved, and they die. So Srimati Radharani, this poem is expressing this very, very esoteric, very, very inconceivably high thing. Her mood in separation from Shamsundar Krishna. And she tells the Sakis, Jamuna Tutini Kule, Keli Kadambera Mule, I'm going to die. And now, at the end of my life, I want you to take me, Antimera, Antimera, this end of my life, Bandhu Hoy, the only friends that I have, the only bandhus that I have, at this time of my life, is the Jamuna and the Keli Kadamba tree. The Keli Kadamba tree where I used to meet Govinda. And the Jamuna River where she also used to meet Krishna. And that Jamuna River which is blackish like Shamsundar Krishna and reminded her of Krishna. So you take me there and then you put me underneath that Keli Kadamba tree and then you take mud from the Jamuna, that black Jamuna, and smear that black mud all over my body. And then because Abhinatha Namanamino, Krishna and his name are non-different, write in the mud on my body, Sham, 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 the names of Krishna. And then, Tulsi Manjari Dio, you offer some Tulsi Manjaris on those names, because the names are non-different from Krishna. And then, Amare Beshana Kori. I want all of you to gather around me. She told all of her sakis. And what do? Bolo Sabe Hari Hari. I want all of you to gather around me and chant the names of Krishna. Jakona Parana Bahirai. And then I'll leave my body. This is the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. We're trying to help ease Srimati Radharani's pangs of separation. We're trying to help Krishna, who although he promises, Yegatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham, he promises, I always reciprocate however someone approaches me. The same Krishna says, Napareyaham nidavadya samyujam. After the Rasleela, he told the gopis, sorry, I don't know how to repay you. I don't have enough wealth to repay you. And then he tells them, famously in the last line of that verse, in the 10th canto, Yapratiyatu Saduna. Let your own activities be your glory. Yapratiyatu Saduna indicates Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came and he did the same kirtan the gopis were doing, the same kirtan that Srimati Radharani was experiencing. My grandmother used to say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan is a desire for death. Very heavy thing. He wanted to die out of separation from Krishna. Here in the Gambira, he couldn't tolerate those feelings anymore. It's the same feeling that Srimati Radharani is experiencing in Braj. It's a very high thing. But we should understand something about it. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once told the devotees at Radhakund, he said, for so many days, we've been speaking about anartha nibritti and how you should give up anarthas and things, but now we want to speak something about artha prabritti. What is our goal? He said, if you don't understand what is our goal, then you may become an impersonalist. If you think your only goal is to become free from material desires, you might become an impersonalist. So when we come to these places, we should understand something about it. And we want to do that with our sambandha. Our sambandha means understanding my position, my connection. I have a connection with Gurudev. I have a connection with Srila Prabhupada. What is my adhikar? What is my qualification? They'll tell me that. And I don't just go running in, now I'm going to relish something really high and do this and this. I can't do that without my guru. Sometimes I ask devotees, what if I came running in right now and I said, Ananda Murari Prabhu, it's pretty far out. I was just in the other room and Krishna was there. He's asking for you. He wants to talk to you. But what are you going to do? I'm going to run. Okay. That's it. What are you going to do when you get there? How's it going? You know, how are them gopis? You know, how's the weather in Braj? What are you going to say? I've thought about this a lot. What when that day finally comes, somebody comes and they're crying and say, Madhavananda, Krishna's over here, he's waiting for you. What am I going to do? I'll tell you, I can't go there because I have no qualification. But I want to get my Guru Maharaj, and I'm going to push my Guru Maharaj in front of me. I want to put Srila Prabhupada in front of me, and then I can go there because I'm going to assist them. I'm not just going to walk up and shake Krishna's hand and yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Nice to meet you. What am I going to say? My sambandha, my connection is through my Gurudev and through Srila Prabhupada. I should realize that. So we should understand this thing. And Srimati Radharani feeling so much separation from Krishna, this is the mood of the gopis. Sometimes devotees, they say, we should do Radhe, 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 Kirtan. It's really Rasik. But it's not Rasik at all. I don't accept that. If you're a gopi, just imagine, be kind of cool, huh? And you go to a kunj where Srimati Radharani's at, and you come in there, the kunj, and you start singing Radhe, 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 Radhe. What is Radharani going to do? Stop that. What are you making all that noise for? Don't do that. Chant Krishna, Krishna. She gets pleasure from that thing. And this is the kirtan of our sampradaya. We chant the names of Krishna. We don't chant the names of Radha. We don't generally chant the names of Gauranga. Sometimes we chant Radhe. Sometimes we chant Gauranga. But the kirtan of our sampradaya is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Because Srimati Radharani has come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is in her mood. And all of her Sakhi friends, Lalita and Vishakha, they're coming and they're doing that same kirtan that we're just reading about here. Now for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And an amazing thing is there. They're engaging their friends and followers in that same kirtan. And their friends and followers are engaging their disciples, who are engaging Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's engaging Baladev Vidyabhushan, and Baladev Vidyabhushan is engaging his followers, and their followers are engaging Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's engaging Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who's engaging Arshila Prabhupada. And now it's coming to us. And they're engaging us in the same kirtan. Uh-huh. And therefore, it's said that Gauralila is going on today. It's still going on. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. So this is some thoughts I have here at the Gambira. I hope it's not too much for anyone to digest anything. Malati, is there a microphone for her, please?
Hare Krishna. I was very happy to hear you give prominence to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra over this Radhe, Radhe, etc. When we first came with Srila Prabhupada to Vrindavan, we were exposed to Radhe, 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 Radhe. I mean, it's not like it's a bad word or something. But we asked Srila Prabhupada, we asked him, they are saying Radhe, Radhe. And Prabhupada said, yes. And we say, Hare Krishna.
There's a story that I've heard that once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, maybe I have the verse right here too, I'll look it up. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had once gone to Radhakund, and a few of his disciples approached him and they said, Guru Maharaj, you know, you have this one disciple and he's become really advanced. He's become so advanced, he's not chanting Krishna's name anymore. Now he's just chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. He's such an advanced devotee because that's our goal. We want to serve Srimati Radharani. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he said, oh, do you know what will happen if you chant the name of Radha? And he quoted this verse from Brahma Vivarta Purana that I'm trying to find, in which Krishna says, Rasabdo Charanadeva Spito Bhavati Madhava, or it's said there, that when the syllable Ra comes, Spito Bhavati Madhava, that Krishna Madhava, he becomes ecstatic. Dasabdo Charanadeva, that, and then when he hears the second syllable, Rasabdo Charanadeva Spito Bhavati Madhava, Dasabdo Charata Paschad, Davatyeva Sasambrama. And then when Krishna hears the second syllable, he becomes stunned in ecstasy. He said, you realize if you chant the two syllables, Radha, Srimati Radharani will, Krishna will personally come running if you chant the name of Radha. He said, it's very good, but we have a better program. We chant the two syllables, Krishna, and someone else comes running. And who is that? Srimati Radharani. Our kirtan is meant for the pleasure of Radharani. And although some people, they want to invent new types of kirtan, some people say you should chant the names of Gauranga or chant the names of Nityananda. Nice. But we have a better program. We do the kirtan that Nityananda Prabhu wants to hear, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants to hear, that Srimati Radharani wants to hear. This is the kirtan of our sampradaya. Okay, anything else from anybody? Vaisheshika, would you want to add anything? Okay. Mataji? Is there a microphone here?
我有一个问题，这个问题是您在我听您的讲课当中，你一直提到了我们进入到圣地是为了追随先天阿叉雅和灵性导师的这个心态，但是我的问题是。 有些门徒，我自己看的，可能从我自己也会想要更多的去了解灵性导师和阿查亚的心态。然后看到很多人虽然启迪了，但是他和他灵性导师的连接很少，或者是有的就没有。所以我想知道怎么能够让一个门徒更好的去服务他的灵性导师，并且怀着他灵性导师的心态去服务，并且取悦他的灵性导师。
Krishna Prabhu, well, actually, I have a question from hearing the lecture from you, and from hearing you say, I always think that you are trying to encourage us that we need to follow in the mood of the spiritual masters when we're here. So, but my question is that many of the devotees or the disciples, they don't really know what is their mood of the acharyas or their spiritual masters. Mm. Well, as far as from my own observation, I find that there are lots of disciples don't really know. So my question is that, what is the right way for us to have a better understanding of the mood of the spiritual masters, and also what to do to serve them better?
Okay, very good. It's just like if you go to Jagadatma Prabhu, sitting over here, Prabhupada's disciple, I say, Jagadatma Prabhu, what is your inner bhav? Will you share that with all of us? What's he going to say? He may say, I don't have any bhav. I don't have anything. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sartha Darshani commentary in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he addresses this subject. He says, the function of the disciple, what is the most basic function of the disciple? To follow the orders of Gurudev? No. Something else. To chant Hare Krishna? No. What is the most basic function of the disciple? To try to understand the mood of Gurudev. And then that means you chant Hare Krishna and that you follow his instructions and things. But the purpose of the disciple, he says, is to be anubhav, to follow Gurudev's mood. Now, what do you do? Does that mean you just go over and you send him an email, hey, Gurudev, please tell me what is your bhav? He's not going to tell you. Vishwanath says this. He's not going to tell you what his mood is. So he says, he gives an interesting example. He says, like a rich man. If you want to understand a rich man, the wealth of a rich man, you look and you can go up and ask him, how much money do you have in the bank? He won't tell you. So then you look and see, what kind of clothes does he wear? What kind of house does he live in? How many cars does he have? He has an elevator for his cars inside of his. How many servants does he have? How does his servants dress? And from those things, you can get some idea. And so similarly, we come to these places, we associate with Gurudev because we want to know what is Gurudev's mood. Not just that we only want to get initiated. In Oriya language is a saying, Kona Funka Guru. My grandmas used to say this sometime. That Kona means the ear and Funka means to spit. It's not that Gurudev is just there to spit in your ear or to give you mantra. He's not just mantra datta guru, but he's ashraya datta. He gives us shelter, and we want to understand his mood. We want to understand the mood of all of our acharyas. Srila Prabhupada wanted to fulfill the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He was thinking deeply about their moods. And so when we come to this kind of place, we want to try to understand what is the mood here of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the mood of Srup Damodar Goswami? What is the mood of Rai Ramananda? And we may be very, very small and very, very insignificant and unqualified to understand that mood, but we can understand something. You can understand something about the rich man's wealth when you see the opulence that he has. We should look for it. We should contemplate on it. And therefore, as we were saying on the first day, this is parikrama, to try to catch the mood of the different places. And we want to go with advanced Vaishnavas. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, we don't look at the place, rather we look to see what is Gurudev seeing? What is his mood? For those devotees who had, like Malati Mat Prabhu, who had the good fortune to be able to go with Srila Prabhupada, the Vrindavan, you have to come to our ashram, I hope, someday. We have on our walls, it looks like a museum, we have so many pictures, and we have many, many, we have a whole collection, I think, of most, maybe not all, but most of the photos of Srila Prabhupada doing parikrama in Vrindavan. You're in some of those photos, and Gurudas Prabhu, and Jamuna, and different devotees, some of the pictures at Barsana, and some at Madan Mohan, and different places. So when the devotees go on that parikrama, they're not going for sightseeing. But they're going there to try to understand what is Prabhupada's mood. This is about bhakti yoga. We want to know what is the mood, what is the bhakti, the devotion of Gurudev. And that's our purpose. That's our purpose in our chanting. That's our purpose in our serving. That's our purpose in everything that we do. We want to understand his mood so that we can please him. So that we can render Vishram Bena Guru Seva, Rupa Goswami says. We can render service so intimately that the disciple becomes Vishrambena, which means one with the guru. Not like the impersonalists say, but one with the mood. They understand the intimate mood of that personality. One lesson we learn here in Jagannath Puri from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went near to the temple of Lokanath Mahadev, there's a well there, still there today. Bhaktivinoda Thakur renovated that well, and his name is in Bengali script, a little down inside the well. That's the place of Paramananda Puri. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us a very important lesson with Paramananda Puri. He said, Paramananda Puri, he's the godbrother of my guru. And he treated him with so much respect because Paramananda Puri is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And by worshiping him, I can understand something about Madhavendra Puri. I can understand something about Srila Prabhupada by reading his books. Have any of you read Vishakha Mataji's book, her latest book? If you haven't yet, you're missing out. Highly recommended. It's wonderful. Two times in that book, she makes a comment which really struck me. She was thinking that Prabhupada, she asked Prabhupada, what are we going to do after you're gone? And Prabhupada said, you'll have my books. And she thought to herself, that's okay, but we want you. It's not exactly the same thing. Prabhupada's in his books. We can associate with him. But we'd also like to be able to associate with him in person. We'd also like to be able to hear from Brahmananda Prabhu and from the devotees who had so much intimate association with Prabhupada, who understand his mood because they've served him. They didn't just read a book. You can't just pick up a book and read the book and you're going to understand Prabhupada as well as someone who did so much intimate service for him. The devotees who went out on the street for 10, 12 hours a day and worked so very, very hard and pleased Srila Prabhupada. They understood something. So this is how, this is some thoughts, how we should become Anubhav, how we can understand the mood of Guru. Nanamurai Prabhu?
I've met so many different disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and I've been able to appreciate that each one of his disciples, they kind of have captured and have embodied and imbibed and then express his mood through their own mood also, if that makes sense. So is it that, does a spiritual master have one mood? Excuse me, one mood, or is it many moods?
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you have only one mood?
No, many.
You have a lot of moods. And probably the spiritual master is more sophisticated than you. So he has even more moods yet. I like to think of the story of Narottam Das Thakur, who after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He went all over India. He went to Navadvipa especially in different places, and he collected all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, come to Katuri Gram. And he had a big festival because he wanted to hear from them. Because Narottam Das Thakur didn't get a chance to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to meet Mahaprabhu, he met Mahaprabhu through the followers of Mahaprabhu. This is our system. And we should do this with the followers of Srila Prabhupada. And it's not that they're all the same. Some of them you might not be inspired by. But we should find that person that we really feel like Prabhupada is in their heart. Prabhupada's speaking through them. And that's the person I want to meet because I want to meet Srila Prabhupada. I'm not satisfied with anything else. Nagar?
I was just appreciating that really ecstatic Gauranga Kirtan that you led. And then after that, I was really appreciating the experience of hearing you speak about the importance of the Maha Mantra over other kinds of Kirtan. And I was just wondering how to, keep both on the same level because, you know, obviously what you're saying resonates, but at the same time, if somebody wants to chant a Gauranga Kirtan, that can also be ecstatic. So maybe you could say something about that.
Kirtan should come from our heart, not from our mind. It reminds me of the story I've heard when Srila Prabhupada went to Mexico City, I think for the first time. And he went up to his room, and the devotees downstairs, for like 20 minutes, they were just singing, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. They're just singing Prabhupada's name over and over and over again. And finally, Prabhupada called up and said, what are they doing? Said, tell them to stop that. Tell them to chant Hare Krishna. But the devotees were in ecstasy. They were having so much happiness. It's natural. You want to chant Prabhupada's name. You want to chant Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name. But we do that sometimes. But all the time, we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And we do that for the pleasure of Gurudev, for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's our primary thing. But sometimes on Radhastami, sometimes we may chant a little Radhe, Radhe. It's legal, at least once a year. Mahalati Mantra.
Just on the flip side of the Jai Prabhupada, because what you have said is correct. But one time, one devotee who was serving Prabhupada closely And also, obviously, there was some kind of criticism in his heart, maybe. So he complained to Prabhupada that the devotees were chanting Jai Prabhupada. And Prabhupada looked at him, he goes, oh, you do not like to chant Jai Prabhupada? There's another, just because we're on this kirtan theme, a lot of times during the kirtan, the leader will, he will say his part, and then he adds some other parts in between. Srila Prabhupada stopped one devotee in France. I know the name of the devotee, he's departed now. Mm-hmm. He stopped him. He was up, Prabhupada was in his room, and he heard this kirtan going, and this devotee would go in between, bolo. So he sent a servant down, bring that person here. And he explained to that person that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is perfectly complete as it is, and we shouldn't insert other words, other syllables into the mantra while we're chanting. You know?
Thank you for that. Jagadam Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. My friend, he was asking me this song, Saki Hai. Where is that song from? It does not mention on the paper.
It's found in some old Bengali Padavali Kirtan books. We have a big library, you know, upstairs, in our ashram of those things. I found it there, and the author's name's not given. Sometimes the Vaishnavas, they don't want to give their name. But yes. our Guru Maharaj, I learned it from Guru Maharaj. He was singing it sometimes.
Yeah, one day I asked Gurudev, he was talking about this subject, about the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, our Mahaprabhu, was reading those songs and singing those songs with the devotees. And I asked him, do you sing those songs? He said, I have those songs on my desk. Yeah, he had the books of some song books, Vidyapati and Chandidas. He said, I read them like that. Though he never said that, I asked him. He told that to me because he's just helping me. But the point is that this you have to get. He never told anybody when he was going all over the world, he was not singing the song. And he's preaching, you know, very nice things for the devotees. But he's got his own thing. Mm-hmm. He asked me one time, he said, Jagadatma, I want you to read some books and so you can talk to me about those things. And then he told me what those books were and I went, oh my God. I don't you know, so he said, but I want to talk about those things as well. Will you be my friend and we'll talk about those things? So the devotee, he has these things he's relishing himself, but he also wants some close, very close and personal things. Mahaprabhu was doing that. He had some very, very close associates and he was talking some things with them like that. So I'm very grateful I come here just to hear from you. You should know this thing, that I want to hear these things too. Because I hear many preachers, and they're all very nice. I offer my respectful obeisances to them. But I also want to get some sweet, very sweet, more sweet, insanely sweet, you know, things as well. And I relish these things. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Devi Shakti Mataji made a book recently, wonderful book, big book, of memories of the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And many of the memories are of Srila Prabhupada, and the first part of the book is Abhiram Prabhu's remembrance. And I remember reading that, and it really blew my mind, because Abhiram Prabhu was Prabhupada's nurse at the end, just before Prabhupada left, and they had a relationship that I just... He was saying how Prabhupada would call him on the roof sometimes and tell him, just sit with me, I just want some company. Just come and give me some company. Prabhupada's a person. He wanted something, and once he told Abhiram Prabhu, I want you to sleep in the bed with me at night in case something happens or something. Abhiram Prabhu kept his feet off the bed, but he laid in the bed next to Srila Prabhupada. Malti Prabhu, you have a comment? Oh, I'm sorry. Nagar? Memories of Vrindavan or something. It's a big A4 size book. Yeah, very fat. It has a picture of Krishna Balaram Mandir on the front and a picture of Prabhupada. Highly recommended. It's really, really nice. No, that's another book. That's also a nice book, though. It's 300 rupees. I just got a copy of a few weeks ago in Vrindavan. Ganesh Devi Shagur. Nagar Prabhu?
Prabhu, back on this subject that Ananda Mari was asking about also, I think, the idea of the guru's mood, and then you said becoming one with the mood. So I was just wondering about this, because when I think about this idea of becoming one with the mood, there's like a fear in my heart of my own mood being destroyed or just becoming nil. So is that just like a false ego thing, a hunkar, like I'm thinking that I have my own mood and it's independent, it's an independence thing, or is it actually...
When we want to develop the mood of Gurudev, it doesn't mean that now I'm going to lose my identity, I'm going to become one with Gurudev. I'm still a person. Srila Prabhupada, he said, my Guru Maharaj gave me so many things, but Rath Yatra and the worship of Jagannath, that came from my father. It wasn't that everything came from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Srila Prabhupada was his own person also. And Vaishnavas are like that. So it's not that we should try to just imitate Gurudev and try to become one with him in every way, but we want to try to understand his heart. And it's such an important and wonderful thing, because we can associate with Srila Prabhupada through his disciples who've managed to imbibe to one extent or another Prabhupada's mood. We can associate with Vaishnavas. Someone can associate with your Guru Maharaj through you. And that's the meaning of guru and disciple. Guru, he's going to spread himself all over that mood. We want to capture his mood so we can preach, we can distribute books, we can understand the mood of Gurudev. Okay? Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. these last few sessions we've had of hearing your katha, you've mentioned, and it seems like you've emphasized a lot, this developing of Acharya Das Abhiman. And so...
I got it.
So I was just thinking, I've been thinking about that a lot. And something I was wondering is, because we heard in today's morning class how it's just as good as following the spiritual master's instruction when one is constantly thinking, how can I do, how can I do, how can I do? So can that also apply to, we want to develop this mood, but still I have so much desire for my personal purification and so on. Can I have this mood of how can I do, how can I do?
We should pray and we should cry. Guru Maharaj, please let me understand your mood. But it's not a passive request. It's an active request. As Vaisheshguru was quoting, I think, yesterday in class, Shushu Shoshadadana Shavasadeva Kataruchi Sham Mahatseva Vipra Punyatirthana Sevana. It comes when we render service. And that's why it's so important. Our Ridvik friends who are Vaishnavas, we appreciate them, they're devotees, but they haven't done service for a person. They don't have a personal relationship. You can't understand Srila Prabhupada just by reading the book. It's not the same as Jayananda Prabhu, his understanding of Srila Prabhupada, or the understanding of Vishnu Jan Maharaj, who was serving Srila Prabhupada and got so much mercy and love from Prabhupada because of that service. This is what Bhagavatam is teaching us, that we do that service to the Mahatma, and then their mood comes, not just by reading. Reading also, but reading as a service. Reading so we can understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions and his mood, and his books are our everything, our life, and Prabhupada's present in the books. But at the same time, that service is there, and you can't take one from the other. All right? Anything else from anybody? So maybe we can... Kanka?
But the service is still there, even though the guru may not be present physically. And the mood and understanding of the... We're so fortunate because we have DVDs, we have a lecture recorded every day from when Prabhupada traveled around the world. So that mood can still be imbibed. And then I was personally there when Srila Prabhupada said, I will never die. I will live on in my books. It was a...
That's a fact. And we've met devotees who are like that. But at the same time, it doesn't negate our disciplic succession. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, if you love me, you love my dog. And there's a special thing of loving Prabhupada's dog and getting some mercy from them. I like that. Vaisheshkava.
In the end of one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, he speaks about how I'm running behind my guru. And so he then asked the question, Hanumat Prashak Swami then said, so why is he running behind his guru? He said, because his guru is running behind his guru. And that running means, how Madhavananda Prabhu was saying, understanding the mood and understanding why, he said, so that one can serve. If that's why one's trying to understand, then Krishna gives the intelligence to understand if one's trying to serve.
There's one lecture I heard from Srila Prabhupada where he said something. He often says things which blow my mind, which, as you were saying, they're like he's talking to me right now. In this one lecture, Prabhupada said, some people say, what is the use of accepting a guru? I'll just read the books. Prabhupada said this. And then he said, of course, they have a very bad experience. Oh my God, Prabhupada just summarized 20 years of ISKCON in a couple sentences, right? Of course, they have a very bad experience, Prabhupada said. And then he went on to say, but you cannot understand a single word, even if you read the book 1,000 times, unless you approach, you have to approach a person. That was his thought. So I'd like to request the devotees to do kirtan for a couple minutes, and then we're going to go outside and get into our auto rickshaws. Have they come yet, or? Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Go Premanande, Hare Hare Ba. You know, a wonderful thing about the Dham is this is Krishna's place. And it doesn't operate on the rules that we're expecting. And sometimes Krishna shows his hand and says, you have an idea. Well, I don't like that idea. I want you to do something else. So that just happened just now. And when Krishna directly interjects, it's very nice. We should accept that. So we had some idea that we would go to the house of Sarvabhauma, of Dvaitacharya. But there's an automobile, auto rickshaw strike today. And so it's very difficult for us to get there. And it would take at least a half an hour, maybe even an hour walking there. And a lot of the devotees are tired. So we just had a little huddle, and we don't feel that it's Krishna's arrangement. So we're offering, you can go to Makara Vin Prabhu later on. He'll give you an official coupon, a rain check, so you can come next year and cash in your coupon to go to Dvaitacharya's house, okay, if you really want to go. But you'll have to come next year. But right now, we're going to go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and we have some wonderful katha there. Srila Prabhupada ke, Shigora Gambira ke, Gopremanandi.
Man, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, hey, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.